This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial sent correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason's engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. I'm in Missouri for the moment. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. You might want to rent that number down because we're going to be discussing some things that you probably wanted to know about but really didn't want to know about because they're uncomfortable. Medical things that you might feel uncomfortable with. So if you're kind of squeamish, you can change the dial today. Hour number one is with Steve Elkins. Hour number two is me. Joey might call in, and we might be talking about all the wonderful attributes of Walmart. But for sure, I'm going to be talking about some of the tips I have from the book. That will be hour number two. Steve Elkins is with us, nurse of 27-plus years experience. Welcome, Steve Elkins.
Hey, thank you, Vincent. I'm glad you got me for the first hour because I've got an interview with Walmart in my second hour. So,
do you really?
My fingers.
Do you really? Tell me about your interview with Walmart.
I'm kidding you.
Oh, okay. Well, because I was going to congratulate you because when you want to talk to the store manager, the answer is he's on vacation.
Yeah.
And my answer to that is, of course he is. He's always on vacation. Whether Joey's trying to talk to the store manager or I am, all you get is the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the assistant.
Yeah, and you get the manager. When you do get the manager, it's a 19-year-old kid with pimples on his face.
Right, right.
Yeah. Are you serious? You're a manager? Yeah, I'm the manager. Oh, wow. Short supply of managers.
You know, a tangential story. So I went to Menards. I was frosted. I bought 10 cases of distilled water. There's 3-gallon jugs. They're milk jugs. But distilled water in a cardboard box. Got them home, put them in a truck, got them home. So that's 30 gallons, and I use that for the solar system. And so I opened up one of these cardboard boxes, and one of the jugs the box is wet, and one of the jugs doesn't have a, it's not full. And I looked, and I saw what it was. So there was a hole, a length, about 1 inch under the cap on the neck where the neck meets the body of the jug. There was a slit in it.
Yep.
It wasn't a nice slit. It was just kind of like there was a failure of this jug. Opened some more cases. They were good. Our son opened one. Another one. Same kind of defect. So I brought them back with Mrs. Finelli and I talked to one of the guys at the control tower. And he said, yeah, I know about it. I said, you do? He goes, yeah, you know, when they handle these things with the forklift, they throw them on top of each other, and the neck gets crushed, and they break, and they leak.
Yeah.
And I said, so did you fire the guy? He said, oh, no, he, and this is their words. No, he probably got promoted. And I thought,
probably
so I said to him, I said to this young guy at the control tower, I said, so is he store manager by now?
Probably.
And that's the way we think, because it is so miserable dealing with the big box stores, because the people who work there generally don't know much. So Menards
I thought you were going to say that it was from a box cutter knife, because I found that the stockers at all these stores, they don't read the boxes. And they just take those box cutters and slice here, slice there. Next thing, they're slicing holes in everything. So I figured you're going to say it was a box cutter.
Well, yeah. That's the rest of the story. So the guy at the control tower said, oh, yeah, that's nothing. That's nothing. There was this, middle-aged gal. She picked up one of those three-jug cardboard boxes of water, picked it up, and there was a cut, a box cutter cut, in the end of the box. So when she picked it up, water, the jug fell out, one of them, water went everywhere. Yeah. So I got to tell you, Steve, I used to have a job like that, not exactly at a Menards or a Walmart, but I used to have a job when I was very young, and there's no way I would be that reckless nor that careless.
Yeah.
It would be an embarrassment.
Well, let me tell you about a little experience I had. I kind of was second in command of running a liquor store during college. It worked with my school schedule. I could study at night sometimes when everything was stocked and the business was down. And I have to set up displays, and so I use a box cutter, and I'm always cutting boxes and to make these nice displays that are, basically saying, buy me, you know. And so if you don't know what you're doing, you could destroy a lot of alcohol because not everything's in glass anymore. But you had to be very, very, keen in understanding that your box cutter, what's inside? Is it glass? Okay. Is it plastic? Are you going to be really more careful? Take everything out, cut your boxes, then put them back in. But I find those people at Walmart, they're just going through so much merchandise and putting up displays, and they have no clue. They don't look down at the box and say, what's in this? They're just slice, and a lot of stuff's getting damaged and wasted. And you think that somebody in management would say, hey, you know what? We're losing a lot of merchandise because of this. And then you reach down and you say, you guys, look what you're doing here. You are destroying a lot of product. We're going to lose some money here. We're in the business of making money, not losing it. But, and then when you walk in the Walmart and you see the woman with pink hair, purple hair, green hair, and this is their hiring pool, I don't know what else to say. Walmart is not the same Walmart I remember 20, 30 years ago. That's not at all. Not even close.
Oh, I agree. So, class, today, Steve and I, and you can, too, if you'd like to call in. I'm going to give you that number one more time. Not that we're begging for calls. That's not it. But when we get into this topic, you may have those burning questions that you're only going to get answered here. And when you hear about this, what we're going to talk about, you'll see why I'm saying this. So you may want to write this down. 866-582-9933. So the story goes like this. My dad was traveling on a two-lane road, one way each way. A guy fell asleep at the wheel. Drove into my dad's lane. My dad had just filled up his pickup truck. And the guy was heading right toward my dad at 55 miles an hour. This was in Virginia. My dad, there was a bank on my dad's side. The bank was going uphill. My dad climbed the bank, and this guy hit him anyway, head-on 55 miles an hour each. So it was a 110-mile-an-hour crash. My dad was really banged up. His truck that he just filled up was on fire. Good Samaritan somehow found the strength to pull him out of the door because the door was crushed. My dad ended up in the hospital, and he was treated by the same team that treated Christopher Reeves, Superman, when he had that horse accident. Same team. Intensive care, surgical trauma unit, 5 months or so in the hospital. Well, so we were used to sleeping at the hospital, literally, for months. We would not leave him alone, because we want to know what was happening, what the injections were, who, what, when, where, why, and how. And there are a lot of things that you can learn from this, because if someone is in, let's say, an induced coma, they can get something called foot drop. And we'll have Steve tell you about that.
Oh, yeah.
So if the family doesn't realize that a person doesn't have something to keep his or her foot in the normal position, as if you're standing on your foot will drop and it won't work right after that. And that's a big problem. So we'll talk about foot drop. But we'll start out with with a gut-wrenching discussion. And please, if you've got a weak stomach, please turn that dial. So, maybe a decade later, my dad ended up in the hospital again. And we would visit him every day. My mom, Mrs. Finelli, the children, we'd all be there every day. My mom would stay there for days at a time and sleep in a chair, literally. We'd bring her clothes and she'd stay there to monitor his health when Mrs. Finelli and the children and I couldn't be there. But we were there every day. And one of the days when we went home to get some sleep, we got that call. Your father is in the process of dying. If you'd like to see him, you need to get here right now. So, I never asked this question of anybody until I asked Steve Elkins, who's a nurse of 27 years experience. And my question was, Steve, how do you know? How do you know? Because they were right. And I did, over 100 miles an hour to get there. And I missed it. I missed it by just a couple minutes. How did that nurse know that my dad was just about ready to go? How did she know?
My time to jump in, I guess. Breathing patterns. There's a breathing pattern that's prior to passing on. It's called Shane Stokes breathing. And it's spelled C-H-E-Y-N-E, Stokes, S-T-O-K. Yes, breathing pattern, and it was actually founded, discovered by two physicians back in the 1800s. It was Robert Shane and William Stokes back in the 1800s. And it's a breathing pattern. It's a irregular breathing pattern, and that's how I know. I can usually see that really fast. Sometimes it comes on pretty quick, and it can be short or it could drag out for days. But basically what you see is an irregular breathing pattern, slow, shallow. There's some pauses for a few seconds to even a minute or so. And then they start back up the breathing again. So it's a breathing pattern that we all recognize in the ICU. And usually we're kind of perceptive to say we know what's coming because the patient is doing that bad that we kind of expect to see that breathing pattern come on. At that point, we've already had that talk with the family to say your family member is deteriorating in health status, and we probably need to talk about the passing because there's certain things you see. It's not just that. There's other problems. It could be a sepsis infection. It could be pneumonia on top of that, and that could all progress your breathing irregularity You used to say that excluding the heart itself, because the heart is the engine of the body, but outside of the heart, every system you add in is 25%, excluding the heart, because the heart stops your dead anyway. But excluding that, 25% mortality for each system that might come into play. So you get a couple of systems in play that aren't the heart, but like three systems, you're looking at 75% mortality. And usually those systems will then trigger the heart to basically start to become dysfunctional. And then your heart now is into the picture, and then pretty much you're not going to pass. I mean, you're not going to survive. So it's the breathing pattern itself. Shane Stokes' breathing pattern is what we look for.
Okay. We'll come back and talk some more about this with Steve Elkins, radio broadcaster on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Steve Elkins is with us, and we're talking about a subject that's uncomfortable, death. And from a medical professional's perspective, and Steve, you talked about the breathing pattern. When you look at all the systems, the circulatory system, the respiration system, the digestive system, you know, those kinds of systems, and you put into the equation this Chain-Stokes breathing pattern, how certain are you when you put in all the pieces that death is going to be, you know, a minutes away, hours away, days away? How certain are you?
Very certain. Very certain. Very certain. Been doing it long enough, I could see it. And like I said, everything else kind of leading up to it also. And it's not just like, boom, the patient's normal, and then suddenly this breathing pattern comes on. You see it kind of progressing in that direction. There's other problems before you get to that problem of Chain-Stokes breathing. There's another breathing pattern also. It's called agonal breathing. It's more of a gasping, a struggling for breath. But that's usually associated with brainstem reflex injury or just brainstem reflex. And that's usually caused by a stroke, a cerebral ischemic attack, or a stroke or a cardiac arrest. But that's a little bit different. That actually is associated when you see a stroke patient or a cardiac arrest. And if they're not doing well, then you may see that. But the Chain-Stokes is a little bit different. It's got it's very irregular. And there's no struggling. It's just very irregular. The pattern, if you watch them, take the shallow breath, and then they'll stop, and there'll be a pause, and they'll come back to breathing again. So you kind of see that. What's really disturbing with the breathing pattern, because families see this, and they don't know. And with good teaching, you can, like I said, if you start seeing this, or the progression of system failures, and you know this is coming, you probably should have already had this talk with a family. You know, I had a family council meeting, and that's what we do normally do. We bring everybody together and say, here's where we are. And a good physician will do that, and a nurse usually comes, and maybe even a respiratory therapist will all accompany the family into a room. We'll sit down, and we'll talk about where we are at this point in time. And it's good communication for the family. You know, we need to tell you where we are each and every day. Either we're positives or we're negatives and where we're going. And then we kind of come to a decision of, and we make it their decision, it's always their decision, of how far we're going to go with this. But I think it's fair and honest to say that when there's no hope, or very, very little, that you're going to survive, we can keep you alive by technology and machinery and all kinds of stuff, but we are, and we'll keep you around, that's quantity, not quality. And eventually you will pass anyway. So, you know, and around the country, it's interesting, Vincent, that wherever I've been around the country as a travel nurse, and I finally stopped in California, I've been all over the country, and I've seen good and I've seen bad in healthcare. But I've seen families, the family dynamics change around the country. Really interesting, wherever you go, how people accept death or they don't accept death. And I think one of the places I was stationed at and did quite a long stint there was in Utah, and I found the family dynamics in Utah to be very, very strong, and families not to be bickering and fighting and squabbling over this and that. When it came down to health issues, they were very sound, that there was usually one person that was the spokesperson for the group. But they were all on the same page, and maybe it's because I was living in an area that was high LDS, Latter-day Saint, Mormon, and they have a different belief in life, you know, life after death, or what happens to you after death. So it wasn't this, oh my gosh, it's over and over, but there's another chapter, so maybe that's what it was. I was really impressed, and then I've been around the country where places where people screaming, hollering, tearing up things. They actually tear up the room, tear up an ER, throw things, punch walls with a family member that's died. It's pretty amazing. You have to call security. But I was really impressed with the in Utah, living there for a while and seeing how they actually work together as a family, a unit, and making the decisions. But it's pretty certain. When, like I said, there's things to look for before you ever see this breathing pattern chain of Shane Stokes. And I have to correct myself. I think I called, it was Robert Shane. It's actually John Shane and William Stokes. I want to correct myself on that. So that's pretty much how that goes.
All right. We'll be right back after these bottom of the hour commercial announcements. Steve, if I get disconnected, please carry on the show while I recall. We're having all kinds of problems with our phone service here. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours after U.S. House members vote to advance the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, the House Speaker, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, is on late-night TV talking about it.
In one conversation, he undermined our national security by withholding military assistance to a country that had been voted on by the Congress of the United States to the benefit of the Russians.
She spoke on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. House Republican Minority Whip Steve Scalise calls that impeachment resolution Soviet-style in its process. The economy creating a better-than-expected 128,000 new jobs in October, according to the government's jobs report just released, the jobless rate edging up to 3.6% from a 50-year low of 3.5. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Steve Elkins is with us, and he's a broadcaster on Republic Broadcasting Network. USA Preparers originates on Genesis Communications Network, and it is rebroadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. So Steve and I are on the same network. I'm just, when I'm there and the rest of the instructors and class are there, we are in rebroadcast mode. So Steve and I know each other. Steve's been to the farm with John Stettmiller, and we spent some time together, and we've become very close. So, Steve, I want to thank you for your friendship and your wisdom. And we're talking about hospitalization, urgent care, emergency care, and Do the families, when they're in this last minute repair mode for their loved one, why is it that they're bickering? What is there to bicker about?
You know, that's a good question. Everybody, I think these families I find that are bickering and fighting all have a difference of opinion on what is the quality of life. Some may say, well, you know, quality of life would be, okay, I'm okay with living in a nursing home the rest of my life staring at the ceiling. That's quality of life for me. But it's not for somebody else. And so I think there's a difference of opinion on what is quality of life versus what is quantity. And there is something else associated also at the end stages of life in this breathing pattern. We call it the death rattle. And this is really upsetting to see this family sit down at the bedside, and they're expecting their family member to pass away, and this death rattle comes on. And what the death rattle is actually is secretions that are piling up in the back of your throat. And you get a gurgling noise, and it's really upsetting. If you didn't know what it was, and I'm kind of used to it, and when I start to hear that come on, I know that, well, first of all, you're not clearing secretions, which means your CO2 level is going to start to climb higher and higher. And if you're not comatose, you probably at that point, you are comatose already, and then death is not too far off. So to ease that, to make it not so noticeable, a good nurse or physician would say, call for respiratory therapy, or I do it myself. We have suction in the room, and you simply suction out that stuff in the back of the throat there to kind of clear the airway a little bit better. You are progressing it on, so, you know, actually, if you allowed it to go on and continue the way it was, and it sounds terrible to do that, your just CO2 level would climb high enough until finally you would succumb. But that's a terrible thing to sit there and listen to, and families get very disturbed to hear the death rattle. So I usually clear that out. But along the way, a physician should have already given you orders for comfort care measures. Now, they're comatose, and most likely, unless their brainstem is not functioning, I'm sure it's still functioning, it's just everything else is kind of failing all at the same time, and it's imminent that they're going to pass away. We do a thing called comfort care measures, and we give a little narcotic, not tons of it, just a little bit. And just, it's a lot of times it's for the family itself to let them know we're taking care of the patient. So if there is any possibility that the person is suffering, even though their eyes aren't open, their level of consciousness has succumbed, but it's that reassurance to the family that you're, you know, making sure that they're comfortable. And then, of course, alleviate and get rid of that problem with the death rattle. But with giving the narcotic, what are you doing? You're slowing down respirations even more so, which is increasing your CO2 levels. So you're actually kind of progressing them to move on to the other side, pass on. But it's a comfort care measure thing we do. Like before I said, you know, there's things that will kind of pop up that you should have seen a while back, maybe even a day or so earlier. And another thing is that patients or family members, they kind of focus on that monitor. We have cardiac monitors in the rooms, and if you're in an ICU, you're going to be looking up going, what are those numbers? Well, we have alarms all set, but at that end stage of life, I turn off the alarms for all my numbers, for all my things I'm watching and monitoring, because the monitor's going off and they're going to go off is more disturbing on top of hearing the death rattle and all that stuff. So I expect to see that blood pressure start to decrease to a point where my alarm would go off, and like I said, just turn the alarms off. And you'll watch your SpO2 levels go down. That's your oxygenation. And your EKG will be a little erratic. You'll start seeing a bunch of jumping around your heart. Your heart's reacting to not getting enough blood flow, insufficient blood oxygenation. And the breathing irregularities, of course, your temperature is in the hypothalamus in the brain. Of course, everything kind of shuts down. Your temperature goes down. Your circulation, your skin color will change. You'll get a little ashy. Start to, you know, clamp down your extremities. And that's a normal state, actually. Your body does that to maintain blood pressure. It'll clamp down the extremities, a vasoconstriction type effect. And your toes and your feet will start to get colder and colder, and they'll change color. And that's a normal pattern of trying to sustain a blood pressure. but it's not going to last. It's just a last-ditch effort, kind of. And most everybody in ICU has a Foley catheter, so you'll see the urine output drop off pretty fast. The kidneys get hit because, well, it's not necessary. Blood flow to the kidneys are shunted away for other areas that are more vital, and the kidneys always get hit, so the urine output would come down or just cease completely. And then you know this is bad. So there's another system right there. Like I said, the 25% rule, not counting the heart, excluding the heart, 25% mortality for each system. So, you know, it's that comfort measure thing. And the families, you know, like I said, maybe everybody has a little bit difference of opinion what is quality and what is quantity. And but in Utah, there was no problem. I never had an issue. They always seemed to understand and accepted it. And they spent that last little bit of time with the family member praying and holding their hand, and all family gathered together, which was really nice. No bickering, no fighting. It was really nice to be there.
Steve, when I lived in Virginia, we got a call that my mom had a brother and a sister. And I got the call from the hospital in Florida that my uncle was about ready to die. So I raced over to my mom and dad's house, which was right next door. We lived on the same farm, two houses on the same farm. I raced over and I told my mom what the situation was with her brother. And I said, would you like to go to Florida? We'll pick up your sister. You know, she's 6 hours away. We'll pick her up and race to Florida. Would you like to do that? And she said yes, and that's what we did. And I was talking to the nurse, and he passed away within 2 days of that phone call. And the nurse, he seemed to be in a coma. He was out, but he was breathing.
Right.
And the nurse said to me, look, it's okay. They don't feel any pain. They just, when they have COPD, they just slip away. Is that right?
Well, I won't say they don't feel pain. I won't say that. He's unconscious. His level of consciousness has changed. He's not awake. He's not alert. I would think, unless there's major brainstem damage or something, you pinch a nail bed or you do something unpleasant, they're feeling it in there. They're just, it's not maybe not expressive by pulling back and retracting. I never would ever go in that direction to say, oh, they don't feel pain. I think you should never go in that direction. I'm just going to assume there might be, and there's nothing wrong with giving a little something, a supplemental, you know, a little dose of morphine or something, whatever I'm using, or Demerol, and just assure that there is no suffering whatsoever. It's one of the things I'm really keen on, that I just don't want anybody, I don't even want the chance, the possibility of somebody would be struggling into their death or suffering. And people would say, well, you're a Kevorkian. You know, I actually had a nurse, and I got in an argument once, a brand-new nurse on the unit, who said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give the morphine. I'm not going to do that. I said, you're required to do so. It's comfort measures. A physician's written the order. It is the right thing to do. And he said, I won't do it. I said, well, you're in the wrong field then. You need to get out of here. And actually, I actually wrote the guy up later on, and he had no business ever being in an ICU. He was a lousy nurse, and he shouldn't even be on a floor. I wouldn't even want him as a floor nurse. So, end of that. But and it's humanity. It's doing the right thing, and I'm not going to look at it as I'm being Kevorkian. I'm simply trying to keep somebody comfortable. And they are going to pass. And like I said, the doses are very small, and it's pretty much on site. If I think I need a little bit more, then I give a little bit more. And I have a philosophy: you can give more, but you can't take away. And it applies to sedation medications, it applies to pain medications, it applies to cardiac medications. And in my training, I've always felt if I can get success with the smallest amount of medication, then I go the smallest route. And I document it, and I tell a physician, you know what? Hey, I want a smaller dose here, and it worked. And this is probably a good thing, because everybody's different, everybody's body's different, chemistry's different. So Less is okay, and if you need to give more, you can give more. But if you give too much, you can't take it back, and then you can find yourself in a lot of trouble, especially with medications like sedation or pain medication or cardiac medication. So it's a good thing, good policy. I learned that from a friend in early out of school, and he was an excellent ICU nurse. He taught me that, and it's part of my regimen. It's part of what I practice.
Steve, I see people who appear to be pretty close to, my dad's words would be, the end of the line.
Right.
And, I mean, that's a railroad term. You're running out of track.
Yeah.
That's the end of the line. And I see people in wheelchairs. I see people on oxygen. I see people with chemical drips to survive. Of all these kinds of maladies, which are among the most pleasant way to expire versus the most difficult, painful, agonizing way to expire based on disease? Is there a chart that this is the worst and this is the most pleasant if you have to reach that end of that line?
Not really, because, like I said, if we're using comfort measures, and at that point in time, the physician, the attending, would come in and say, you know, here, I've already written the orders for you. We've had the family discussion either as a team with the family, or the physician had the talk with the family. So here, these are the comfort measures that are already in place. We expect this. We anticipate this. And so there's never a bad death. It's a bad death, but it's not a bad death. And that they're struggling, and it's a traumatic experience to watch it. That is what we try to avoid, to make sure that, and in ICU, you have time to do those things. Now, if somebody's rolling in the ER, and usually family are not allowed in to any of the rooms in the ER because we're working feverishly to get somebody back or, you know, save their lives, there's no witness to seeing what's going on. Now, that would be a traumatic death to watch. Because I've seen that, but no families are usually back in there. They're never allowed to go in there. Usually security will stop them, and the team is working on a patient. And so if they were to witness that, that would be very traumatic to watch. That's a bad death.
We're going into a break, and George is calling in from New Hampshire. George will be right with you right after these few short commercial announcements.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
business and a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Steve Elkins is with us, and if you'd like to tune into his broadcast, he's on republicbroadcasting.org. Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. That's republicbroadcasting.org, 7 to 9 p.m. on Sundays. The broadcast is called Off the Beaten Path. George in New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Vincent, and hello, Steve.
Hello, George.
I have a question. Hi. I have a question where I want to thank you, too, because I know the job you do. It's not only important, but it takes a special breed of person to be able to do that and do it with compassion and proficiency. And, you know, and like I said, I know I would say the nurses, I would say not anywhere near as appreciated as I believe they should be. The question I have is, I know you've been talking for a little while about people who are basically, for lack of a better term, ready to meet their maker. They're at the end of the line. But what about people who, this is what I witnessed one time. I'm not going to go into detail because of the time aspect. But, Steve, I think you've seen it where, in other words, somebody isn't ready at that time, but somebody in the family there is making decisions that they're not going to get certain types of care that might give them a fighting chance to survive, because maybe a decision has been made for whatever reason that somebody else has decided. And I'm talking about someone who's cognizant still, a patient who's cognizant and still. But I'm wondering if you might be able to address some things like that, so some of the people may not find themselves in those positions by maybe signing away certain rights that they may have.
Yeah, you're correct. You're absolutely correct. Hopefully, before you come in the hospital, you've made some kind of, have some documentation that's all legal. Say what your request would be for, you know, for end of life, if that's a possibility. I'm going a blank here on the term itself, the document. I'm going blank on that one. But that's well, no, it's knowledge that you have and your physician who's attending, your that you have prior to going into the hospital, if that's the situation. Or if not, you basically have the document. God, I can't think of the document.
You're talking about the medical directive. Medical directive.
Yeah, that's it. Advanced medical directive. And so you should have that. Anyway, everybody should have that. Everybody should have that. So, and make sure it's on file with the hospital, and make sure it's in your chart on the cardex. There's a cardex we have that it pertains to every patient. And it's basically everything about the patient. It's got all kinds of great contact information, who's in charge, a spokesperson, who's the main person you call. You don't call the entire family. Everybody says, well, I want to know. Well, no, you actually have to have one spokesperson that represents the entire family, and the information goes to that person, and there's a code, and it's very secure, so you make sure you're talking to the right person. So you're never in that situation. You should never be. Now, if you ever were, there was no advanced directive orders. That's what we got, advanced directives. That the physician attending would always take the high road to say, you know what, this patient is going to survive or has a good chance, and you're closing the door early. So, you know, on the side of we are going to go further with it, we would actually just say, you know what, we're not going to appease you. We're not going to. And they may get angry about that and want to take legal action or something, but I think in a courtroom, I think pretty sure the courts would say they would lean on the side of surviving if possible than somebody saying, I'm shutting the door right now. Let's get this over with. You know, if there's something to work with, then we work with it, and we will try to, bring the patient back. But there are, like I said, there's a lot of stuff bringing, before you get to this Shane Stokes breathing pattern, there's a lot of stuff that has to be factored in. And like I said, it just doesn't appear. I've got number of things I look at, and the progression day after day after day, it kind of goes to a point where you say, we are going in a bad direction. We can't, we're not going backwards and to get back the health. So we now have to start thinking about the other possibility. So right. I think on the side of saving somebody, we'll go that direction versus
right.
Shutting the door right away.
May I just say this, is that remember, and I'm saying this to the listening audience, I witnessed this once over 20 years ago. It still bothers me to this day. I came in late in the game, and it was a member of my marriage and the family. And let's just say certain somebody had an agenda where they wanted the fastest way to the assets. And but I saw bits and pieces of it, and I tried to intervene. But because I wasn't a blood relative, I didn't have the say. So just remember that. If you look around in your particular family relations and you know there's a certain somebody who's not above such a thing, take every precaution you can not to have them involved or have any kind of a say in fast-tracking you, like Steve said. I appreciate your time, gentlemen. God bless.
Thank you.
George, thank you for being with us today. And Steve, thank you for being with us. It was a difficult subject to listen to and learn from, but it was necessary. Steve, we'll have to do it again. Thank you for being with us. Class next hour is the book, the tips from the book.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.